News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Government will introduce new fines for drone operators that don't adhere to noise, privacy and flight path regulations, according to a new framework document on the future of drones and drone delivery in Ireland. Bobby Healy is the CEO of Manna Drones, which is one of the world's leading companies in this area. In fact, one that is based here in Ireland as well. Morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Jonathan. Thanks for having me.
We'll get to this framework in a minute, but you had a meeting last night out in Dundrum to speak to residents ahead of the launch of the service there. There were a lot of unhappy people there, Bobby.
There were a lot of happy people too, I would say. I mean, it's normal enough engagement we have before we start to fly in any location. We meet with the local council usually first, and then we do town halls to talk to people that have concerns. There's a lot of concerns, obviously. It's very disruptive. It's a new technology, space age, and so naturally a lot of questions, particularly about privacy and noise. And I was happy to show up. It was great to meet some of the people. I'm a local myself, and I knew a lot of people in the audience.
Yeah, well, I mean, noise seems to be the biggest issue. One of the issues that being raised there last night was that the takeoff and landing point could interfere with funerals. You wouldn't want that.
You know, it's a very Irish thing, actually. Yeah, and the Monsignor was there, and I was delighted to see him. I know the church well. That's not going to be an issue. We're never going to be flying. We never do fly over a church, and particularly if there's something going on like a funeral, we would never fly during those hours. So I don't think that's a concern that needs to worry people.
But there has been, I mean, you've been running these in Blanchardstown, and I think you've run them in Balbriggan as well. You do get noise complaints. People are worried about the level of noise coming from these because it's a rather unique sound, but it is a noise.
Yeah, no, for sure. Look, some people don't like us, for sure. We have, in the 2 years we've been operating in Dublin 15, we have 150 complaints. It sounds like a lot, but in the context, we have 43,000 customers in the same time frame. So over 1 in 3 households use the service in Dublin 15. So it's incredibly popular. But there's always, like with everything, and particularly with technology, there's people that just don't like the technology. And primarily that's what's driving most of the complaints. It's just that the idea of such a space age technology flying around, people aren't comfortable with. And we appreciate it. We listen to them. I get involved myself. I write to nearly all of them myself. We're listening. But the fact is, the vast majority and the silent majority are just simply users of our service. They're either small businesses that use the service, 47 small businesses and 43,000 customers, men, women and children alike, mostly families.
Well, you were looking for this framework in relation to drones because it was a little bit like the Wild West. The framework has now been published and fines are going to be introduced if you infringe around privacy, safety and noise. Could that potentially make the project unviable if you get hit with a lot of fines?
I know those fines are targeted at irresponsible operators of drones, and there is that. You know, there's a lot of people with private drones that would be abusing privacy. They have cameras, they're recording. We're a professional operation. We have absolutely no data, no recording. So no, I'm delighted about the fines. There's been much needed regulation in this space around misuse of drones and abuse of the technology, and I'm celebrating those fines. I think they'll be a very useful tool. I don't think they'll be used that much. It'll be almost like litter fines. I think it'll just allows the authorities to police the technology, and I think that's a very necessary.
Well, if they're anything like dog fouling fines, we won't see that many in the future. Look, the more we have, Bobby, of these drones, I'm going to have to say to you, even though you say they're 59 decibels, which is like a passing car, if we have more of them up there, you're going to have a lot more noise. I mean, if you live near a motorway, you hear the constant sound of cars moving along it. Is there going to be a time when there's so many of these drones that we will inevitably be impacted by
they're
noise?
They're actually much less than a passing car. They're 59 decibels. A passing car, passing traffic is about 72, significantly less even than an electric car. And like, again, in context,
yeah,
we're
but
doing
put,
an
hang on a second, but put 200 of them up at the same time in one local area.
Yeah.
You're going to hear that.
Yeah. No, but you're not, though. I mean, 200 is just never. We operate the entire of Dublin 15 with 8 drones doing about 120 flights a day over 35 square kilometres.
And yeah, this is the start of it, though, Bobby. I mean, you're going to be building. Yeah, you're one operator in that area. Let's have another operator. Let's have three operators there. Then you're fighting for space. Then the noise is going to get more. While the tech is brilliant, and I'm conscious that I don't want to be dumbing down the tech, the more of these that go up there, the bigger the potential for noise pollution becomes.
Yeah, but you need to remember that if there's competitors, and our competitors are Google and Amazon, those are the only two other companies in the world that compete with us, and I'm sure everyone knows who they are. If they did come into our airspace and we were competing with each other, we'd be sharing the same number of houses, the same appetites, the same number of customers. So we'd just be competing with each other for the same volume of flights. So I don't see that just because there's more operators, there'll be more volumes. It's not the case. We're only going to exist and we're only going to be flying if people want us. And the truth is, it's a reasonably infrequent thing for households to use the service. I think all we're doing really is replacing existing road traffic with airborne traffic. So and not road traffic from just standard use. It's the delivery or the Just Eat or whatever. The guy in the car, usually a car, by the way, never a bicycle out in the suburbs. And it's that person bringing the burrito or bringing the book. I was listening to your book. Can I recommend Willy Wonka, by the way, for Roald Dahl book? But we're just replacing existing demand in the location. We're not creating new demand. And we're just simply putting cars off the road and green technology. I mean, we produce less CO2 than an electric bicycle does for the same journey. You know, so there'll be a little bit extra, but it's not going to be that dystopian future where there's hundreds of aircraft in the air.
Bobby Healy, CEO of Man of Drones, thanks very much for joining us. I mean, I'm conscious and I keep coming back to the idea that when the first cars took to the street over a century ago, they had a man with a red flag walking ahead so that pedestrians were warned of the imminent approach. So, you know, new technology always freaks people out, but there has to be some concern over noise. But Bobby Healy says we shouldn't be worried about it. Are you? Let us know what you think this morning. 53106 for a cost of 30 cent. You can WhatsApp us for free. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.